and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thanks for joining me for the show that celebrates creating and stories. Let's go ahead and tune our imaginations together. Today, we are going to talk about music, and I love how much music brings joy. And just a real small example, this past weekend, my daughter had a gymnastics competition, and between the music for the floor routines, the venue played all 80s music, and the parents, it was probably for the parents in the audience, but all of us were just a bunch of moms jamming to these familiar tunes and smiling as all these memories came into view. And I bet you know that feeling too, when you hear something that takes you back to another time and place, and there's this surge of energy that roars through your body, and you want to move and sing and share the music with others. And that's such a glorious feeling. It's so wonderful to experience that. Of course, the kids didn't always appreciate that enthusiasm. They got a little embarrassed at how much fun we were having with the 80s music. But, you know, because they don't share that same connection to those songs. And, of course, they don't like to hear you sing it. And I'm certainly they don't think your dancing is for viewing. But in some ways, that's kind of part of the fun, too, because you get to open them up to that world that you once lived in. And you can create those memories and stories to tell. I absolutely love what music can do for us. And music is absolutely a window into another world. Music, to me, is like the imagination in that it can open up possibilities, bridge generations, help us to explore the world, create connections. More music, please, is what I say. I think that's an amazing thing. So we love celebrating music on Art Zany Radio today. I'm going to go ahead and get us rolling, and then we'll play that cut in a little bit. I think it'll be kind of fun to insert it in the middle. So today on Art Zany Radio, I'm welcome Ray Coudray. Welcome to Art Zany Radio, Ray.
Hello, it's good to have you. It's good to be here.
Fun to have you back again. You are always doing something amazing.
Well, I try to have as much fun as I possibly can. So, yeah. And now I'm working on Rock and Roll Revival, which is one of the best things I get to do.
We just had something fall there. So that's what happens when the show goes on. And Rock and Roll Revival this year is in its 15th year, and this one is the British Invasion. Also joining us, we have a few students, so I'll have everybody do a little bit of introductions. Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your grade, your passions, your teaching, just so our folks can get to know you a little bit.
And then maybe your role in the show as well. All right.
Hi, I'm Camille Shetnin, and this is my third year doing a rock and roll show, which is kind of special because...
I was going to say!
Yeah, because we usually only do it like every 2 years, but because of COVID, I got an extra year.
A bonus.
I'm very blessed for that because it is one of my favorite things in the world to do. And I am a senior this year, and I have a lead. And I am singing a Tina Turner song, River Deep, Mountain High. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited about that. And yeah.
And do you have plans for music to continue in your next ventures? Do you know what those might be?
Yeah. I really like choir, so I am definitely planning on continuing that in my college career. So I will be singing in a choir at whichever college I choose, which is yet to be decided. But yeah, so I am really excited to continue that and really kind of grow in just like how, like my singing and just in general, just music is like one of my favorite things in the world. So I'm just really glad that I get to continue it into college too.
I love you. She just lights up when she talks about music. So I can tell that's a real genuine passion.
Yeah.
Well, Camille also has a band and they are extremely good. They do originals and they're, I wish I could have been that good at the age of 17, 18, but yeah.
Well, that, do we get to hear the name of the band?
It's Two Words Band.
Two Words?
Mm-hmm. It's with four other guys who actually happen to be in rock and roll as well. And they are all in the band for rock and roll. Their names are Thomas Neuger. He plays the guitar. Simon McDonald, and he's playing the drums. Colin Thomas Green, he's playing the keys. And then Sam Nelson, who is playing the bass. So
I didn't know Sam played the bass. I knew he had a beautiful voice and was a good singer, so now I get to talk to him about that.
Yeah. There you go.
And that's such a fun thing to do. I hope you get lots of opportunities to perform this summer and you know, do a lot of all kinds of exploration of music. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Thank you.
And our next guest, let's hear a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Iris Harmelink, and I'm a junior. This is my first show that I've ever been in, and I've actually never seen rock and roll, so it'll be like an all-around experience for me. I'm in the band for the show, so I play on like 8 or 9 songs. I play guitar for the show, and yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Tell me about your guitar.
I play a Schlechter, I believe it's called. I actually got it this year because prior to this guitar, I had like kind of a janky guitar that was like not that great. but yeah, I'm really lucky to have like a really nice guitar, and it really makes playing a lot more enjoyable. So.
Tell me about that difference then. And what was the transition? And if you're going to upgrade, what does that mean if you're getting a new guitar?
For me, it's just being able to sound better is more like a motivator for playing. Because when I sounded kind of bad, it was kind of like, oh, I don't want to play because I don't want to listen to myself play. Like, I just kind of want to like be able to play like how things sound on the radio, but it just sounds so bad. So when I got like a guitar and it like sounded a lot better, it was kind of like, oh, I can actually play a lot better than I thought I could. So, yeah.
That's incredible.
Iris is a really, really good guitar player. She's got a great sense of rhythm. Her tone is beautiful, and she makes the most of that guitar. And it's pretty cool being the International Day of Women was just a few days ago, and Iris is one of the two first female guitar players ever in the history of the show. So since 1996, nobody's ever done it, and you only get to be the first once.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's got to feel great.
Yeah.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Okay, yeah. So this will probably, if they keep up with the pattern, then this might be the only opportunity.
Yep.
Wow. But there might be other shows, I have a feeling, that after this experience you may go on. Do you know if your future contains music as well?
I actually have no idea. I have no idea what I want to do, but I hope that I can play music, but
fabulous. Yeah,
she's definitely got the capability of doing it, and I've been trying to push her towards getting something going and continuing it, because it was funny. Iris and I met in what's called CCR, and it's not the kids' favorite thing in the world, but it's basically where we kind of try to help them figure out what do you do to get ready for that next step, right, after school. And for some reason, I just happened to ask her if she played any instruments, and she said guitar, and automatically I went to, oh, okay, I got something for you. And it turns out she not only was able to play, but she's able to do it at a very high level. So it's a real big deal for me personally to have her here doing this, and I hope it's an awesome experience for her too.
And so that's a pretty big compliment you both received from Ray Coudray, who everyone in this town probably knows, but there may be a few out there who don't. So tell us a little bit about your world, Ray, and some of the things that you do. And there's a lot. But.
Well, I work with Dan Rustad to put together the 411 concert series. And then
that's through the Northfield Arts Guild.
Through the Northfield Arts Guild. We have a show coming up in April 9th. Craig Wozner is actually his band with his daughter, Marin, and with Rob Ryden. They're going to open up the show, and Dory Freeman's going to take the headline spot on that. That's going to be super cool. And then I get to play around town, and I get to play at some larger festivals and stuff with my band, Fred the Bear. And then we also try to raise a lot of money with our group. So we've raised, I did a little calculation, and I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000 that we've raised for different organizations. Habitat for Humanity was one of them. The Food Shelf, we do some stuff for them. The Northfield Fine Arts Boosters, I've organized some shows for them. And so we try to have meaning with our music, and it's pretty fun.
That
makes
is.
It fun.
But you forgot about the teacher part, too.
Oh, yeah. I teach at Northfield High School. I teach math as well, too. I do love that a lot. I really do. I really do love that. Because it lets me meet people like I'm sitting next to here. Although neither one of these have been in my math class. That's probably a good thing for them. But they're, you know, I get to meet and be around and work with students of pretty high caliber.
Yeah, what level math do you teach?
I teach 10th through 12th grade, anything from geometry to AP stats, so lots of different stuff.
I loved math in high school, so I think that's pretty great. Now, I want to talk a little later about the connections, because I think there's a lot of connections between math and music, and so we'll get into that. So, folks, this is all about Rock and Roll Revival. It's Rock and Roll Revival 15, British Invasion, but this is the 25th year of the show here at Northfield, and that's a pretty amazing thing to have that longevity.
It's a big deal, and it's kind of funny being a math teacher. It's actually the 26th year, but the 11th anniversary was on the 10th anniversary was on the 11th year of the after it started. So there's a little parallel mistake there that works out elegantly. It just doesn't roll off to say it's the 26th anniversary.
No.
But this is a big one because Tom McCowan is the guy who brought it to town back in 1996. And he's coming to the closing weekend. He's going to spend one night in the house sitting with some of our colleagues that we've known back in the day when he was here. And then he's going to spend closing night backstage left, kind of in his spot that he would have been in. So it's kind of hard to talk about it. It gets very emotional because it's a big deal. So I'm really excited to have him back.
So do you know what the impetus for starting the show was?
Well, Tom had done something like this. He lived out in Maryland, and he had done something like this at his school that he taught in there. And he wanted to move out of the metro area, you know, the East Coast, Beltline area, and raise his family. And his wife had ties here, so when he came here, he pitched it to the school board. And actually, on my birthday in 1995, I believe it was, they approved the funding for this. I was at the school board meeting randomly for another reason. I only know this odd fact because I had found a copy of the minutes at some point, and it was on there, and I was like, wow, that is so weird. So, yeah. So he brought it to the school and said, I want to do this. And Laura Kay Allen was one of the administrators. You probably know Laura Kay from the, she is Laura Baker's grandniece or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very amazing person. She tells a great story about sitting in the meeting going, this is going to be huge. And as Tom said, you know, the first year he had to beg kids to be in it. And after that, he said, they're going to be falling all over trying to get in. And it's been a really good experience. Great ride.
It is. And it's something that happens, as we mentioned, only usually every 2 years. So each high school student would have two opportunities to be a part of it. But you are going to have a third opportunity, Camille. Tell mm-hmm. us what, you know, from your experiences, what was the first one? What did you, you know, how did, what were the themes? What did you do? What do you remember?
Yeah. So my first rock and roll, I was a freshman. And I
had always wanted to be in it because when I was younger, I went to a show and I remember having to be dragged there because my sister was like, she was in high school and she was like, come on, you love music. You really like this. I know you will. And at the time, I was just like a little kid that just like kind of didn't like to socialize. So I was like, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go. But she got me to go. And I remember sitting there in house left at the in the front kind of area of the auditorium. And I remember watching the show and I knew like from the start of the show that that was something that I wanted to do.
Wow.
And I remember like just walking in and seeing the set and just like everything just like blew me away, especially as a young child. And then after that, me and my little sister and our friend used to actually put on our own rock and roll revivals at our houses.
This warms my heart.
Yeah, we took songs. We take home the little the bulletins with all the song names and like who sang it. We took them home and then we like assigned them to each other, and we all had our like own songs and we'd be backup for each other and we like perform for our parents and stuff. So yeah, like ever since then I knew I was like I'm gonna be in this, and I don't know what it's gonna take me to be in it, but I knew that I wanted to. And and yeah, so growing up, that was a big part of mine. Just like I remember loving it, and obviously to this day I still do. And yeah, so my first year I was a backup for one song, and then I danced in a few other songs. And
what was the theme that year? Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember.
That was Rock and Roll All Night. That was 2019. We did a Kiss theme, and we had the craziest, most perfectly done Kiss costumes. Anne Brust is a lady in town who does professional bodybuilders costumes.
And wow, we have so many people that do so many amazing things.
And she volunteered to do these costumes, and they were spot on. Yeah. And we had like these theatrical masks with the Kiss,
the stars, all black the stuff stars. On
it. It was amazing. Yeah. It was fun.
It was so fun.
Which ones did you dance in? Share that with
us. I was in Land of a Thousand Dances, and that was a song that Nikki Hosterman sang. And I loved that dance. I was very, very excited to be in it. And it was like, I just remember that I knew that it was kind of hard for me to do. And it was like a hard dance because Sherry knows how to put us to work.
That's Sherry Central.
Yes. And, but I was a little scared. I was like, how am I supposed to do this? Like, how am I supposed to get this down, like, by this date or whatever? And, I remember, like, being a little nervous, but I was like, we were all perfectly ready by the time the show came around, and it was just so exciting and so fun to be in. It was just like a very like upbeat song, and it was just so fun to dance in. And Nikki Hosterman is such a character. He really made that song fun to dance to.
Yeah. I spent the last week putting together some video footage, and so I've reviewed 25 years of shows, and I've watched hours and hours and hours of it, and I saw the beginning of that song, and it is crazy exciting.
It's
he kicks
so
it
fun.
In. You know the song? It's like 1, 2, 3, ba, 1, 2, 3, da da da.
Who's the artist?
Da, 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 da. I'm sorry, I can't grab that off the top of my head.
That's all right. Somebody in the audience is yelling at us. I can hear them.
Exactly. But it was so exciting. The horns blast right from the beginning, and the kids did you guys come out like from each side?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he pointed to the side, and they did this move, and it was off the charts of exciting.
Yeah, it was just so fun to be in. And like, you can see the crowd in front of you, and you can see them all smiling, and it just really heightens the energy and just like the excitement of it. Like, you're already excited to be performing, but then you see all the audience and you're like, oh, I know that person. And then you're like, you just want to be better just for them too, because you want to be good for yourself and then the audience too. And it's just so fun And I just love that dance. It was really fun to be a part of.
I can imagine.
Well, and Sherry Setchell does such an amazing job with the cast of getting them ready in the dance. And Craig Wozner is our band leader that works with Iris. And God, he's just a genius.
Yes, he is.
And he's so good with the students. And we actually learned a lot last year because we did it during COVID with a smaller cast and a smaller set and so on.
And that was it was outdoor pretty amazing. Performance, right?
It was outdoors,
Yes, a first for that.
First and probably only, but it was amazing. And anyways, Craig spent like 1 week this week where he just did sort of individual time with each student just a little bit, and he just crafts the songs so well. And you know, like Camille said, by the time you get to the show, you're just ready. Like, you're nervous because that's part of the fun. But the kids are all in, and they just keep working and working and improving and improving. And then by the time you get there, there's nothing better. As I tell you guys will hear this week, every year I remind them, like, this is like the state championship. Except there's zero defense, and every single person is rooting for you.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a great, great experience.
Yeah.
And for you, Iris, this would be your first experience with Rock and Roll Revival. Did you go see the show before?
I've never seen it.
So this is absolutely... And so tell us, Ray mentioned that you had time with Craig Wozner. Tell me about that time and what you've learned about the guitar and you know, making this era of music come alive.
Yeah, it's a really great experience to work with Craig. I learned a lot in such a short time, and I've definitely become a lot better of a player just because, like, not only just because of, like, how great he is and how experienced he is, but also just the energy that he brought to rehearsal and the way that he would teach us and the way that he treated us. It was just like a very good environment to learn in, and it was, I don't know, I feel really lucky that I was able to work with Craig.
Yeah. And so tell me about sitting in the band. How many instruments, what's the composition?
It changes for every song who's playing on it. We usually always have a drummer. There's like two songs that don't, we have two drummers, Errol Lenzen and Simon McDonald, and they're both like insane drummers. I don't know, like, drums, they're so beyond me. I don't know how people do it.
But they learn those things note for note, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, and they know them, between them and probably Colin.
Yeah.
Like, they know the songs inside and out.
Yeah. I've never, like, seen a keys player as good as Colin Thomas Green.
Yeah.
So, like, it's crazy. It's just, like, it's in his blood. Like, he has to do it.
Yeah.
And where does all this music in this town come from? And where do kids, because that is that caliber, right? And I know this to be true from all the other productions that I've seen, is something incredible. And so we must have really... either elementary school teachers or people who give lessons or to the...
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
The colleges
there's private
probably influence.
Teachers, there's and really none of it replaces students like these two right here who they see it and they get motivated and you just start practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats practice.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because, you know, Camille as a freshman was not Camille as a junior, as a senior, you know, but that experience brought you to this whole different level and gave you that experience.
Yeah.
Colin, as a freshman, did the show and he had the folks above him. And I remember him talking a year ago, mentoring another young keyboard player who's a sophomore this year. Her name is Greta Christofferson. And Colin showed her both parts of this really cool song, of your song. Showed Greta all the parts of this song. Remind me, I'm not very good with that. What was your song last year?
Oh, I Will Survive.
I Will Survive. Yeah. So it's got this big piano in.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's got a big piano intro, right?
Yes.
And it's got these cool string patches in the middle, and Colin showed Greta all of it and then said, you can do whatever you want on this, and I'll do the other part. He's like, I got to do the opening for this really cool song last time, and it's really fun, but you might like doing this. So, you know, you get that atmosphere. That's mm-hmm. that's what the kids bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Art Zaney, Radio for the Imagination. We're talking about Rock and Roll Revival 15, British Invasion. There are still a few tickets left. I know that they're going quickly, so you need to jump on that chance. The Northfield High School Activities website is where you can get those. I've got a link on our post on kwmnradio.net under the Art Zaney Radio tab. And the show dates, it opens March 18th, so that's next Friday, runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the following week, March 24th, 25th, and 26th is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Show times are at 7:30 and then 2 o'clock for Sunday matinees. And I didn't write down the ticket prices, but if I remember correctly, they're super reasonable.
$15.
Yes, for yeah. a night of just jam-packed performances. And
it's very fast-paced, 30 mm-hmm. songs, 84 kids in the cast that are just going to burst on the scene for song 84. Number one. We got 15 to 20 crew members. It's really quite a production.
Let's mm-hmm. let's set the mood. I found this kind of strange thing on YouTube, and so we'll see how it goes and play it. This is a piece that is, it's called the Top 100 British Invasion Hits, 1960s British Invasion. And so this is, I cut it down. It does the Top 100. We're not doing the Top 100. But it plays just little snippets from about, this one is we'll count down 30. It takes just about 2 minutes to do these 30 songs. So you'll hear it. It'll be kind of fun. Let's see how this goes.
Red bells, don't too late to say you're sorry. Not enough to show
what a steady day she would wait and wait and wait.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Now I've always sensed that before.
This time she's got the whole world in his hands.
I can make like a turtle and dive far. You're probably in the sea
and don't allow the day.
I wanna see a thing.
That shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that
love, love me do. You know I love you.
Hey, 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 you,
you get out of my cloud.
Hey, hey,
you make my heart sing.
A day is night. And I've been working.
And that was the top 30 in 2 minutes and some seconds. So I love how it just, that breadth of music, it takes you back within just a few seconds. You hear the, you know, just the a couple chords or the, you know, drum beats or a lyric and you're right into it.
Yeah. That's what those songs do for you, right?
Yeah. And so I don't, that is not by any means a definitive list. It was just something I found. I thought, well, that's kind of fun because we can set the mood. People can get, think about, well, what was the music? How did you define the British invasion and where do you begin selecting?
Well, so we started out with this sort of dual theme of the anniversary and the British invasion. So we have 7, I think, songs from the British invasion. And actually, one of them, so we started planning this, let's say, 3 years ago, right? Because this was supposed to be last year's show.
Oh.
But because of the way things were last year, we changed the theme to be fitting for the mood of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we first started, Beatles and Stones, you got to start there, right? You have to have them.
Yeah, you probably can't claim to be doing the British invasion without that.
Yep. So we have Paint It Black, which was definitely in your list. And our opening number, I want to just talk briefly about that because we discussed whether or not we could actually still do it. And we didn't discuss very long because, like I said, we started planning 3 years ago. And we started rehearsing this show in January. Auditions were December, maybe, way, way long time ago.
Mm.
And our first song is actually back in the USSR. But it is, we are not going to take that away from our students. I'll say that our lead for that is the best. It's a female lead doing a male voice, and that is a very, very difficult little trick. And people have done it to a high degree in this show. No one better than this one, Evelyn Jordan, who's doing this one. The band is really hot on this. We had the whole set built around this jet that's going to be on the thing. So when everything happened now in the world in the last few weeks, there was no way we were going to take that away, all that work away, because our feeling is, nobody owns this song. This belongs to the world. So we elected to keep that song in the show. So that's our first British invasion show. It started out as an artifact, and a really cool song. And it ended up with, this very complicated political backdrop and again, we just decided we're going to keep it because we put too much into it. The kids have put too much into it.
Yeah, and I think people can understand that. It may stir some things, but it can also be a great performance, and you can appreciate the music and the song, and that's a challenging time.
Yeah, and I put a note in the program about it, to just kind of make sure people know we definitely thought about it. But then we've got the Dave Clark 5 with Glad All Over. We've got Lulu, which was, I heard some Lulu in your list there. We've got a little Petula Clark.
Oh.
Don't Sleep in the Subway is a song we took, but I heard her on your list there. And Dusty Springfield, definitely a big British invasion person.
Mm-hmm.
And then one that you wouldn't think of as British, but we have some Fleetwood Mac in the show. And they are actually started as a British blues band and came up through that time. And then when they met with Stevie Nicks and
The rest is history.
And we're doing the Songbird by them. Grace Ryden is voicing it. Colin's on the grand piano in the mm-hmm. middle of the stage.
So let me ask, do you select the songs in advance, or do you, look at the auditions and see what matches the sound? Do the students present songs they want to do? How does that work?
Well, we select all the songs in advance.
So then you let them know this is what we're auditioning for.
Yep.
Okay.
No, actually, no.
No, they don't know.
No, they just pick a song and they audition, and then we.
Do they know the era? Did you know that it was going to be the '60s when you auditioned?
Well,
I think so, but I didn't specifically pick my audition song based on that necessarily. But you guys give us just a few details, like probably something you're probably going to want to sing something upbeat because that gives a better idea of what your voice is going to sound like in an upbeat song,
mm-hmm.
and just like songs that show your range too, just so that they can, also just figure out what you are able to sing, because that really helps decide like what kind of song you're going to get if you get one.
And then how about for the musical auditions? Do you have to kind of like get the band to see, what players work well together? Or are you just, what was your audition like?
I kind of auditioned twice. I don't know. It was kind of weird because, Coudray asked me to come in after school because he was like, do you play any instruments? And I was like, yeah, I play guitar. And he's like, you should come in after school and just like, we can mess around with the guitar and see what happens there. And I was like, okay. So that happened. And then he was like, okay, you should audition. And the audition was very laid back. I was stressing out about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know the music, because he was like, maybe you should learn part of this song for your audition. And so,
and that wasn't something you had, you know, necessarily done before.
You
it sounds like you had just been playing for yourself and, you know, loving the guitar, and here you go.
Yeah. And so I showed up and I was unprepared, but it ended up being fine because Craig was just like, oh, you can play whatever you want. And I was like, oh, okay.
Good. You didn't have to have a specific song.
Yeah. And then after that, once everyone auditioned, we were sent like a list of the songs, and then we could like put in our input of like, oh, I really don't want to be in this song, or like, I want to be on this song. And then they kind of were like, okay, we'll give you this, or we won't give you this, or we don't care about your input.
There was no way we don't care.
I know.
We don't care isn't even in the vocabulary for any adult in the show, because we care deeply about, and I know that was a joke, Iris. That was funny. But we do give them a three. They pick a top three they don't want to be in, a three that they want to be in, and we try to mesh that together. And then you kind of look at, you know, like Colin, who we've talked about quite a few times. Yeah, he's been in. He's a driving force of the band.
Yeah.
So I basically told him, whatever you want, you can have. But there were some things that other people wanted. And then I went to Colin, and he is just, he's so nice. He's like, well, you know, whatever they want, I don't want to take too many. He's very unassuming. It's very cool. And the rest of the band was a lot like that as well. Like it starts with Craig and Colin, and everybody else is kind of like doing whatever they have to do, you know?
Yeah, and you said 84 kids in the show, and then I suspect a huge, you know, support crew and cast and...
15 to 20 crew. I tried to count them all today, but there's a couple folks who are just starting up this week, because we have like a video production that's being produced by some kids, or a video piece in between or with each song. With video screens in the back. That's all designed by students. The lighting is run by students. It's designed by Brian Bjorklund from St. Olaf. And it's run by them, spotlights, the backstage, costumers. There's a lot of kids helping with that. Our stage, when you see the show, remember that the whole mechanism backstage is run by a senior Fox Setchel, who is Sherry's child. But
yes, I know
this
Fox.
Is Fox's third time with the show. She's instrumental in getting things running backstage, everything in place. She's the real deal. That's doing great.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. And the shows are at the Northfield Middle School.
Yep.
So even if it's high school students, the stage is at the middle school. And again, those tickets are now available. I've got a link on our posting from Arts Annie Radio, but the Northfield High School activities, I think you can even still come into the activity office and buy, or is it all online now?
It's all online.
Online.
At this point.
Yep. Okay, so
if you really needed to buy it in person, I think we could figure it out. Just reach out to the activities office, and I'm sure Cheryl Dockin, who is the kindest woman in the world, would probably be able to help you figure it out.
Yeah, and this is something that, you know, it's not going to happen for two more years. So,
yep.
And it's kind of fun to see. I've been to a few live performances in the last, you know, month or so, and it's really, it feels so good to be back in front of other people and with other people, and, you know, having that. Actually, there's something special about live music. And I would imagine being back on the stage, too, kind of feels great.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, I personally love it, and I feel like I thrive when I'm on stage, which I think is kind of odd, because I know some people are like quite the opposite, where they're like, I would never want to be put on a stage in front of that many people. And I find it quite the opposite. And it's like, I feel like when I'm on stage, I feel like very calm. And it's just like, I'm in like a whole nother world. And it's just like, I'm like, just like, it feels like kind of like a dream in a way, because I'm like, just enjoying it so much that I don't feel nervous. Like, I just like, I don't know, it's weird. I just love doing it so much. And I've also had time over the past few years to, like, gain more confidence in myself singing-wise, because I know that, like, especially as a freshman, I was definitely not, like he said, not as confident and not where I am now. But I am very, like, lucky to have had these experiences to really help me to improve, like, my confidence in singing. And I think that just in general, like, it's been something that's helped me just improve, like, confidence in myself, period, you know?
Well, let's talk about getting to that place, because, yeah. You know, I would imagine you know, you announce the songs that people are doing, and then, you know, maybe a song they do know or don't know, but how do you then work on that song, especially when we're talking about some incredibly iconic songs that people already have a memory of the original singer and the original players and know kind of what that feel is? So where do you start as a coach with that?
Our goal is note for note renditions of these songs to the very highest level.
So you guys aren't changing
that's
any...
That's the goal.
Yeah, okay.
We change the key to fit the students. And then the band, I'm going to ask Iris to talk a little bit about your process from the time you got your songs till, you know, like last week. How did that go?
I think we started rehearsing in December, January. Yeah. And at first, it was just kind of like, we are going to try to get through this song. Like, it's going to be rough. It's not going to be good. But it's like, yeah, it took a lot of personal practice, and also just like, it was a lot of work with other people in the band. And it's a really great experience when you have such great people to work with. And I'm really lucky to be able to be on so many songs with Marin, who is Mr. Goudreau's daughter. she's also one of the first guitar players that's a girl, so it's really cool.
And so are you, do you like play it first time all the way through, like, oh, and just see how it goes?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Craig makes all the charts, and I think we got them to you guys a little bit ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
So they have a little bit of time to kind of go through it. And then when they meet, they kind of crash through it to the best of their ability, and then Craig will stop, and at the end of the song, he'll let them get all the way through it or as far as they can, and then he'll go individually to each kid.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I'm actually kind of tearing up a little bit about it, because his work with those kids is just crazy good.
Mm.
It's just like patient, okay. And there's people crashing in the corner playing their instrument or whatever, and he's like gently talking to someone in the corner and then goes to the next one. Just all the patience of, you know, a saint. It's just crazy. And then they go through it again, right?
Yeah. It's just, we keep running them, and then we'll, like, walk. Craig will walk around and work with us individually, and then he'll be like, oh, you should show this to the other person, and then it's just kind of like we learn from each other, and it's really cool.
I think that's such an important thing, is to open the curtain to how that works, and that, you know, for anything, you know, you read a book, you see a finished movie, you know, see a play, all of those things that went into getting it to that point. Sometimes we don't always think about that, and the commitment and the perseverance and the, you know, practices that it takes to really make it, make it come together. Is it same for the songs? Do you then, you get your list and then you just hop on and see how it goes?
It kind of depends on like what your role is for the song. Like if for backup singing, it's a lot of getting together as a group and with Bob.
It's Bob Gregory Bjorklund is our vocal coach.
Thank you.
He does
Bob.
An amazing job with that as well.
Yeah,
a great friend of Art Zany Radio.
Yeah, he like pulls out any backup he can hear from the song, and then like he's like, here's what I found, now what do you think? And he kind of gives us our own kind of the ability to like, he gives us input, but we're also allowed to put a little bit of input if we think, oh, well, I think this is different than what, like, I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then we kind of just, like, work together to figure out what we think would sound good. But he figures out, like, all the parts, like a lot of the songs have like three like split harmonies, like different, it's crazy. So he pulls that out of just tracks and just like finds that, which is pretty
it's
insane.
All, it's all by ear, by the way.
Yeah.
All the vocal stuff's by ear. All of the instrumentals are by ear. When Craig puts a chart together, it's just follows the, it's just the organization of the song and the like chords.
Oh.
And then the kids learn it in both cases, note for note. Off the recording. And sometimes they actually learn it so it sounds adjacent to it, right? But when you hear it live, you shouldn't really notice much difference. It's cool.
We have some amazing arrangers then, because that's a kind of a talent of being able, like you said, to hear those harmonies or pull out those, you know, what's the background versus what's the lead and how to make that all come together.
Yeah.
That's an extraordinary talent.
Yeah.
And then for leads, we met with each of them, went through, we kind of figure out the song, where's the high and low parts, and make sure they can reach them, change the keys so it fits them. And then what about the dances?
Like for the backups or just in general?
Just in general, the big dance. Let's talk about the big dance process.
Well, it kind of all starts very chaotic, and we have, like let's say we're talking about the opener or closer. We have, like, the entire cast that is, like, that either all the people that sing and dance are all in the closers, and, the like, all in
so
the closer and opener.
Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, on that stage.
Yeah. And so we're all piled into the high school auditorium, and then there's Sherry just standing in the front, and she's, and she teaches us the dance, and so there's like four different rows, and we're all like, "What? Like, what did she just do?" And then
she has,
like,
pretty crazy names too, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the, if you can think of any of the more interesting names of stuff, like
the way, the way that she names the moves? Yeah, she has one called Scary Bear, which I don't even know how to explain. To be honest, it's like. Like little claw hands, and then I don't even think I could explain it. But she has just the funniest names for some of these, like, dance moves. But I think it's actually really helpful because it really kind of puts a picture to what she's trying to do. And especially when there's so many people, like, no one knows what's going on.
Well, and I think, too, I would imagine not everybody there has any dance training or background. And so you're putting together something with making this big show. Mm-hmm. And everybody is at different, you know, levels of, you know, experience.
Yeah.
It's one of the pieces of the show that really, truly makes it special. Like, when you see it, it's awesome. And it sounds great. It looks great. All that's true. But the cool part is that we've got kids that aren't in any music, they aren't in choir, they haven't taken dance, and yet they're brought to this level that you'll witness that is really beyond what any of us could ever do by ourselves, and it's not even close. But we get to include so many kids. And
I was wondering, I was thinking about that has to go beyond the performance of Rock and Roll Revival and affect the whole school community. You know, just that feeling of coming together and figuring it out. It sounds like it's very collaborative.
Yeah.
That may carry over into other parts of the social world and the academic world.
Yeah. Like, I know for me, I gained so many friends during this time. And it's just so fun. Like, just so many different kinds of people come together to perform in this show. And because most of the time you're not, like, paired with someone that you're, like, best friends with. So, like, you're usually, like, in a group of, like, let's say I'm in a pod of, like, seven. And most of the people that I'm in the pod with, I know, but not necessarily very well. And so it's really interesting to see how, when we're put into this group, like, how we start to become closer, and it's just, like, really interesting to see all the different types of friends that you can really make during the show. And it really is a big part of, like, what makes my high school experience, because, you know, I get to make friends from it, and we all have this common experience that we share, and it's it's really fun, and it's like one of my favorite parts about it for sure.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Iris, with things that you've, people you've met, or how the band's going?
I've met some really, really great people that I'm actually like very close with now, and I hang out with them outside of rock and roll, and it's kind of crazy because it's like I wouldn't have like met, I mean, I probably would have met them, but I probably wouldn't have been as close as I am with them now. And yeah, I'm really like, I'm really glad that it happened because they're all really incredible musicians and they're really great people, and I feel like we have gotten close because we spent so much time just the band together.
So I think there's more to it than the actual performance and the music, and that's what makes it so. I mean, this is kind of legendary in this town, right?
Yeah,
it is pretty weird to be a part of it, especially like our roles are, you know, they're all integral to the process, but there's also this machine of rock and roll revival, because everybody knows what you're talking about if you're saying rock and roll. Like, that's Northfield lingo, right? And it's embedded in the community. And before I was there, before these two were there, and hopefully, you know, when we're done doing this, there'll be others that take it on, because it provides a unique experience.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This will be my first year being in the audience for it, and I cannot wait. I guess we've just got a few more minutes here. Is there anything else I've missed? Where do we want to talk about what next?
Well, I'll just remind everyone, tickets are still available. They're going to sell out this week for sure. It's March 18, 19, 20, 24, 25, 26, and we have a Sunday matinee. Available online at the activities office. And then just briefly, the reason we did a show this year is because with the COVID show, which turned out fabulously, but we had no idea it would work, and a bunch of kids didn't come out because they just weren't comfortable with what the situation was at the time. We did this show to capture the kids who didn't get that opportunity last time, to make sure they had the opportunity. And we captured, I think, like 25 different kids who wouldn't have done the show for either at all or a second time, because they only get two shots. And then a few lucky people who got their third shot, which is fine too. But the big thing was the folks who wouldn't have had that opportunity. We got a lot of them.
Is there anything the audience needs to know about COVID precautions or anything for...
Current
guidelines?
It's kind of ever changing. The current guidelines are in the school website for the expectations. So I always encourage people, make sure you're vaccinated. The rest of the precautions are all on the school website. So I'm going to leave it there because I don't know what they currently are.
We are in that ever-changing place, so be aware to look out for that. But it's so exciting that it gets to happen, that you get to be on stage. What do you think you've learned about the 60s and, what the music from that era? Where, you know, does it make you want to explore more generations of music? And then I was thinking, too, I wonder what they were going to do from the 2020s, right? When they do the show 30 years from now. Because I was also thinking during that time, and also even when I grew up in the 80s, right, there was the music station. There were the tours. There were, you know, like almost defining bands and songs. And here I feel like the music now, you guys are all listening to so many varieties and so many ways of getting your music, and you can customize it, personalize it, go down rabbit holes.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. What we look for in songs, and we have modern songs up to 2010 or so in this show, and we've always, Sherry and I plan that together currently, but we always try to look for things that have that classic feel. And we're looking for background vocals. We're looking for things that kids can dance to, things that will be familiar to at least a few people or unfamiliar and awesome. But I want to ask these two, Do you have any favorites, Iris, that you get to play on? And Camille, outside of, and then when we get to you, can you tell us what your lead is and what might be a favorite beyond that?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first? Iris, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. My favorite songs to play on are I Learned the Hard Way by Sharon Dapp. Yeah.
Sharon Jones,
yeah,
the Dapp Kings.
Oh, Dapp Kings. Okay. Yeah, I grew up listening to Sharon Jones.
Oh, so in your house, that was a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's a reprise. That was done in 2013 was show number 10. So that's a reprise.
That's amazing.
And then another one would be Secret Agent Man.
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
It's like, it was my hardest song to learn because I decided to take the lead because, I don't know. Caden didn't want to, but he has a lot of leads on other songs, so I understood that, and he's really great at what he does, and so I was like, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you kind of originally had said you didn't want to have any leads, right?
I was kind of hesitant because, I don't know, at the beginning of the show, I was, like, not very confident in my abilities, but, yeah, I guess I kind of just took it on as, like, a challenge.
It sounds really good, too. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, can't wait.
You have great tone, and the solo's good, and it's going to be, by the time we get to Friday, it's going to be amazing. So that's a reprise, too, Secret Agent Man.
Okay, yep. So there's a whole mix of music.
Yep. Yeah, and so my lead is River Deep, Mountain High by Tina Turner, which, as you can imagine, is a pretty big person to take after.
To embody that voice. Like, yeah.
But, and just, I am really excited to do it, though, because she's just amazing. So I'm really excited to, like, try to channel my inner Tina Turner. so that's the song that I sing, and I love that song. But some of my favorites from this show, just in general, would definitely be, I really enjoy Don't Sleep in the Subway. I find that song very, like, it's just a very soothing song, and I just really love listening to it, even outside of rock and roll.
And it's got strings on it.
Yeah.
We're bringing strings in.
And
that's really cool.
It's so beautiful. I'm like, I really enjoy it.
Maggie Paoli is singing that one, right?
Sarah.
Sarah Ripka is singing that one. I'm sorry.
I think people are going to be blown away by this show. So that's why we wanted to get the word out that there's just those few tickets remaining. You need to jump on it. This has been a fabulous experience. I can't wait to see the show. I want to thank Ray Coudre for being here.
Thank you for having us all.
Yeah, absolutely. And Iris Armalink.
Yep,
and
you.
Camille Shetnan?
Yes.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been a thrill to meet you. I can't wait for the show. Folks, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Don't forget to always add some Art Zany to your life. And of course, in the meantime, until next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Most Minnesotans feel what goes into our environment is very important to them. That's why we support propane. Energy for everyone. Did you know that propane produces 43% fewer greenhouse gas emissions than electricity generated on the U.S. grid? That's a lot. Propane is clean, dependable, and affordable. Plus, it's produced right here in the USA. Let's all do our part to reduce emissions and keep Minnesota's air clean by choosing propane. The right energy, right now. To learn more about propane, the energy for everyone, go to propane.com.
Do you have an old junk or